Hi, welcome to another Who Are We interview, where today we're joined by Natasha, Sales Director at Accelerate RMS. Through our conversation, you will hear more about Accelerate and their solution, looking at the backstory to their formation, geographical focus, and typical client profile. We'll also touch on how Accelerate leverages artificial intelligence to empower hoteliers with essential tools to streamline operations, from forecasting and price recommendation to project management and business intelligence for revenue. Finally, we hear Natasha's views on what separates Accelerate from other similar solution providers. Really hope you enjoy the conversation. Hey, Natasha, thank you for joining us today. Before we get started, first of all, delighted to have Accelerate RMS join us as an expert partner. So thank you so much for coming on board. And secondly, obviously the purpose of this being a Who Are We conversation is to do what it says, which is to hear a bit more about Accelerate RMS. Maybe before we get into the company itself, a good place to start would be for you just to introduce yourself so people know at least who you are. So let me hand it over to you for a moment.
Thank you so much, Trevor. Let me start by saying that we are very happy to be part of this community, and we are very looking forward to really start our collaboration. My name is Natasha. I work for Accelerate RMS. I'm the sales director. I have an hospitality background, so I've worked in sales for a luxury hotel in Lisbon. And besides all the sales traveling, I also participated in the revenue strategy meetings, the pickup analysis, competitors, sales actions. So I've always taken interest to this side of things. So when this challenge of joining Accelerate came up, I didn't think twice. I jumped in because I really wanted to see this other side. And I have a mission, a very important mission within the company, which is to lead the international expansion, which is obviously a challenge, but I really believe that our product is very good, can make a difference. We have a supporting and onboarding team that really goes above and beyond, do the extra mile for our clients. So I really think that we have everything to succeed.
You've got the right foundations in place to achieve. Seas. Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit then about the company. Let's start off with some quick fire questions to start with. So when was Accelerate RMS founded?
So Accelerate RMS was founded in 2015 by two revenue managers that have worked in the international hotel chains, such as Starwood back then, Marriott. And they really wanted to make a difference for the smaller players in the hospitality market. Okay. And they wanted to do that, providing them with the know-how and resources that they got from their experience. And that could really make these small players as competitive as the big ones. So that was their motto.
Very good. And where are you guys based, and how big is the company? I mean, it's founded 8 years ago. So where are you? We'll talk about your clients and geographical focus in a moment. Mm-hmm. But in terms of your core location and how big the team is at the moment, what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we are based in Lisbon for the moment, although I might consider the airport lounge my current office, as I'm always on the move. But yeah, we are in Lisbon at the moment. We are a team of 20, between revenue managers, sales, and the tech team. Mm-hmm. And everyone except the tech team, who is entirely working remotely, we are going to the office at least 2 days per week.
Gotcha.
We have adopted this system, I think,
kind of hybrid,
as many others during COVID. Exactly. And we've decided to keep it because it works very well for our team. I think it provides the flexibility that people really appreciate nowadays. But also we encourage people to get together, to engage with each other, to brainstorm. So I think it's really working for us. So that's why we kept it like this.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the aim was to bring expertise, knowledge, tools of revenue management, but to the smaller properties. So let's talk a little bit, if we can, about, I mean, no one's going to turn down any business, but I guess you have a core client profile, let's say, that is your main target. So tell us a little bit about the kind of what that profile looks like, who are the, without necessarily naming brands, but what the type of hotels that you work with. And also adding to that, maybe once you've spoken a little bit about the hotel profile, talk about the geographical focus, where your core focus is now, but also, as you said, you've been on board to extend that international growth. So maybe talk a little bit about that as well would be great.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, our goal is really to work with these hotels to really improve their results and make their teams more efficient. So having collaborated with mostly independent hotels and hotel groups, and being hospitality professionals ourselves, we gathered a lot of experience of what their challenges are, what they are facing every day, what they truly need to be competitive. And that was really our inspiration when we decided to accelerate RMS. So we wanted to create a revenue management system that truly served as a strategic assistant for these clients, which are typically one of these two personas. So they are either a general manager or a sales director or a front office manager whose job is more than revenue. So they are obviously
So
multitasking.
the revenue management is part of their role.
Exactly. So they really don't have much time for that. Usually they have 1, 2 hours per day to dedicate to these specific tasks because they have guests to keep happy. They have
Hotel to
teams to
run.
manage. They have a lot of things to do. Or they are a revenue manager professional, but they are overseeing and managing multiple properties. So again, they don't have 8 hours per day to be looking to reports for one property. They have to really maximize their time for and spread their time through these properties.
Makes sense.
So this is where we come in. This is where our tool come in because what they need is really to make good decisions quickly. They need to do that. They need great data. And our systems give that data very easily and also support their decision by giving them inputs on pricing, on forecasts. And besides all of this, it allows these professionals, these managers to act on their decision in the tool. So it's just click a few buttons and that's it. So it's pretty straightforward, and obviously this will help them not only save time but also to maximize their results, their opportunities, and their revenue at the end.
Makes a lot of sense. And geographically, I mean, being based in Lisbon and started there, I guess your local market, Portugal, was obviously a starting point. So talk us through in terms of where the focus has been to date, since starting, and then where your role of the international growth, where you see that growing next.
So we are, as you said, we are very well established in the national markets. Right now our focus is really to grow on the UK and Ireland markets. It's a natural fit for us since we already communicate in English. Our tool was developed in English. We share the same time zone. So We believe there's great potential in these markets, especially considering Portugal's popularity as a holiday and living destination. We know that we are very well known there, especially the Algarve. So we are very excited to make the most out of these existing connections and really to take this next step into our journey. And as you say, we are not closing doors to other markets. We just choose to focus
Yeah, so your
on
target is the UK and Ireland as the
exactly.
expansion, but obviously
Exactly.
you could cater for anybody if there's an independent small property out there looking, then you are more than happy to engage
Oh
with them
yeah.
and have a conversation.
Definitely.
So on that note, I mean, if I take another piece of technology, the PMS, every hotel basically needs to have one of those. There are a multitude of PMS solutions to choose from. And over the last few years, the RMS has almost started to become similar. The argument being everyone should really have an RMS solution or some sort of pricing solution, some way, shape, or form. And there are now a large number of providers in that market space, from really large systems to smaller pricing solutions. So I guess that naturally poses the question, which is, what is it that you, when the founders were looking at developing this solution, what is it that they wanted to do differently? What is it that they wanted to establish within the solution, without being cliche USPs, because there are
Exactly.
some similarities. But I'd just
Yeah.
be interested in some of the backstory, some of the thought process, and maybe giving you that opportunity to start to maybe illustrate where you see yourself sitting and what some of those differentiation parts might be and the value to your clients.
Yeah, so I think the main thing is that we wanted to create a tool that, while using cutting-edge technology such as artificial intelligence, algorithms, so on, we wanted to be very uncomplicated to use. Because again, those types of personas that I've just mentioned, they don't have much time to have trainings to then learn for themselves how to use the system. They need good data. They need a system that supports their decisions, and they need it very easy and very quickly. So that is our main motto, is a system that is made easy. And with Accelerate RMS, the manager will be able not only to check pickups and see what the competition is doing. Like you said, almost all of RMSs can provide such information. We really wanted to go further and get valuable and up-to-date data, for example, about the actual demand their hotel is having for today and for the next 365 days. So this is a source or a type of data that our system was already using. The algorithm was already fed by this type of data, but now, and thanks to our partnership with Trivago, we made it possible for the user to see this information. So it's a demand heat map, and they can really be proactive on their strategy because they can increase their price or decrease their price. They can apply a restriction even before the clients start booking their hotel.
That makes a
So
lot of
this is a
sense.
big, big advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
So obviously, it also uses data from the PMS to identify patterns and trends in the past, such as days of the week patterns, the seasonality, and it then produces accurate occupancy forecasts for the future. So you will be able to see how your budgets that you've done in the beginning of the year, how it is aligned with what the system is telling and is predicting.
Understood.
And with this occupancy forecast and obviously following the property revenue strategies, it then calculates, the algorithm calculates the optimal price. So it gives you, it's like a GPS on your computer. You have a GPS on your car that takes you from point A to point B, avoiding traffic. This is the same. It was designed to act as your assistant, as I said in the beginning.
Makes a lot of sense. And in terms of things like, I guess one of the issues to your point of the independent hotelier, general manager recognizes he needs some sort of revenue solution. But as you've mentioned, he's got a hotel to run, teams to look after. They don't have time to be sitting there going through a massive implementation program or configuration and these kind of. Can you talk a little bit about I know each case is different, so I'm not holding you to it will take this long, but could you kind of give an insight into how quickly an onboarding process typically you'd expect something to be? Just tell us a little bit of maybe overcome some of those concerns about I just don't have the time, I don't have the technical knowledge, I don't have that understanding. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So about the technological knowledge, we will help you with everything. As I said in the beginning, we have a very, very good and attentive onboarding team. They will take you through all of the features of the RMS. They will help you to set up all the rates, the budget. They will take you through the first few weeks. They will do the analysis and the pickups with you.
Oh, so sort of hand holding them in those initial period.
Exactly,
Okay.
exactly. In terms of setup, it really depends on the PMSs, the
Sure.
channel managers, because it's not only our part that's
Yeah, it's that
that
integration
has to
that's the
set up,
critical.
the integrations. But I would say in an average setup process will take up to 3 4 months maximum, and this includes the training. So 4 months you will be able to do everything on your own, and you will be completely independent.
Perfect. And in terms of the integration with channel managers, PMSs, I guess they could come to your website and see the ones that you integrate with and kind of check what they've got as a tech stack at the moment and make sure there's that fit there. But I guess if they had any questions, then it's just very simply reaching out and connecting with you.
Yes, and even if we don't have your partner or the hotel partners, the PMS or the channel manager in our website as an integration partner, we integrate with everyone. We are very nice. We are open to integrate with anyone. I always say this to our clients. For us, it's an opportunity to increase our integration partners portfolio. So we are always open to add new partners and do new integrations. So even if your PMS or your channel manager is not currently in our integration list, we are more than open
Yeah,
to do it.
just reach out to you, have the
Exactly.
conversation, get the at least get the process going in that way.
Exactly.
Makes a lot of sense. That's the kind of core questions we ask in this Who Are We? Very simple, very straightforward, just a short one, just to give anyone watching or listening a little bit of an insight. Naturally, we'll make sure that in the notes that go with this video and our podcast, and when we put it on the blog, we'll make sure that they can kind of connect with you. We'll make sure there's the relevant contact details to reach out to Accelerate RMS as well. So from our side of things, again, welcome on board and thank you. Are there any final thoughts or comments or anything that we didn't touch on that you want to mention?
Yeah, it's just that obviously as a tech provider, we are constantly improving and developing new features. We are very keen to invest in making AI work in our clients' favor. So we have developed a strategy revenue assistant that is included in the RMS, which is available 24/7. You can ask her, and I say it's a female because I think, well,
They're more helpful.
you can ask her strategy tips. You can ask her just quick metrics. How is my occupancy rate next week, next month? How is my pickup? You don't have to look out in the RMS. She will say that to you in 1 second. So that is just an example of what we are investing in. And there are a couple more updates that will be released till the end of the year. So stay tuned because yeah, we have a lot to share.
I was going to say that's teed it up nicely for our future discussions. Brilliant. Well, for now, that's wonderful. Again, thanks again to Accelerate RMS for coming on board as a partner, and
Thank you.
thank
Thanks
you
so
for your
much,
time.
Trevor. I'm excited.
I know you're really busy. You know, your time is being spent
Aren't we all?
helping clients, but thank you. It's much appreciated.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Well, I hope that conversation was of interest, and thanks again to Natasha for joining us. If you have any thoughts or views on this discussion, please feel free to reach out. You can contact us via our social channels, or you can email us via insights@revenue-hub.com. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link is in the podcast notes. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.